Sarah Johnson is a zero waste guru and an author of a best-selling book called Zero Waste Home. She proudly carries a bottle around with her which contains all the waste she and her three-member family have created over the last year. It's about the size of a marmalade jar. And Bea was one of the stars at the Zero Waste Conference hosted by the non-profit organization Bezobalu, which took place in Prague this week. I met her prior to the conference and I asked her if she could outline the main ideas behind her philosophy.
Well, zero waste aims at eliminating a maximum of course, waste from your life. So we have been able to reduce ours to just one jar of waste per year. And all we do is simply follow five rules in order. We refuse, reduce, reuse, recycle, rot. So at the end, we're left with very little waste. So the first rule, for example, is to refuse what we do not need. Because today in this consumer society, we're the targets of many consumer goods that are free. But every time we accept them, we're creating a demand to make more. So every time we take a free plastic bag, for example, it's a way for us to say that we love plastic bags and we want more oil to be drilled from the ground to create a replacement, and a replacement will be created. So we've simply learned to say no to these things, and that's the first rule of the zero waste lifestyle.
Isn't it too complicated? Because that's what many people say, that it's time consuming to live this way of life.
People that say that it's too complicated do not know the zero waste lifestyle. And I am here to shatter the misconceptions that are associated with this lifestyle. I work a full-time job. I have a very busy schedule. If I am able to do it, I believe other people are able to do that too. What takes the most time is actually to find a system that works for you. It also takes time to declutter your life from the things that you do not really need. That's the second rule of the zero waste lifestyle, is to reduce the things that you do need. So it takes a while to go through the things that you have so that you can let them go and make other people have access to them. So then you're boosting the secondhand market and sharing those precious resources with other people. But once the system is in place, you'll discover that it really saves a lot of time, because it's a lifestyle that is based on simplicity. Simplicity, by definition, is not there to complicate your life, but to simplify it, make room in your life for what matters most. What you don't have won't need to be cleaned, stored, eventually repaired, maintained, and then eventually discarded and repurchased.
Some people also say that it's complicated. For example, when you live in a city like Prague, there are not many package-free shops. If you live in an apartment, you can't compost biodegradable waste.
There is a compost system out there for every situation. For people that live in an apartment, they have the choice of either a worm bin. Some people put it on their balcony, or they'll find a spot in their cupboard. It actually doesn't smell. People are afraid of it because they think it's going to smell. It does not smell, so don't worry about it. Otherwise, there is actually a system that you can plug. It's an under-counter kind of composter that you plug in. It does require electricity, but it's much faster than a worm composter, and you can even add meat and fish bones to it. And then as far as the bulk food stores, well, there is one here in Prague, but also people need to understand that waste-free products is not just what we find in health food stores. It's also the farmer's market. It's anything that you find without packaging. So it's the bakery shop, your local butcher shop, your local fish shop. You just bring your own containers to these things to stop packaging at the source.